Now that you have all opened up to the energy of the host, in whatever way that you could, it is now time to open up to the personal presence of Lord Garasana, Almighty Father, and feel him in your heart and in your being, and let him come to you and let him fill you and talk to him and just let it start to happen. Don't try to make it up. Just start as if it's true. Just start talking to him and just start like moving toward him, and know that he's coming toward you. And everyone start to believe . And very soon, it will become the only reality. It will be more real than anything else. Want him. Father. And Garasana is here, and is the presence of the Father, and can connect you directly to the Almighty Father. So you have to want to connect to Lord Garasana and let it in. He's standing right with you, all around you, in your heart. Best friend, lover, beloved, all the time, just waiting for you to trust, for you to not let the fear stop you, and for you to say, Father, from your heart and soul, Garasana, please, take me now. Fill me now. Strip away all illusion. Please, Lord. Garasana, my Lord, please. And if you don't understand or cannot feel, or you don't trust, or you don't believe, then simply keep going. But what is really happening is the Lord God has come here, is here, walking circles around each one of you, just waiting for your heart to open so that you can feel the grandness of your Father and home. And you just fall on your knees and you are sobbing because you have found everything. And then you get to know Grasana and how he is and what he feels like and what his personality is like. He's every different way. So I want you to start to just, you know, just walk away from whatever your stuff is. Just walk out of it like you're walking out of a sock. You really don't have to go through all these issues and all these things that you think. For now, just peel it off of you, lay it on your bed, and just come on, we're going to all come to Grasana and pull him in to you until you're laying in meditation, feeling him. When you feel that energy, you are giving love to that energy because you know that that energy is the Lord. And so you let your heart start to open as you feel that energy. And then you will start to feel the personal presence of Grasana. And he then will start to move with you and hold you and touch you and talk to you in so many ways. So that's where we're going. You don't have to make anything up. That's a mistake to make anything up. Just trust what's happening. But if it feels like you're making something up, then stop. And just stay deep within. Because you want this to be the true real thing. So you just be sincere in your heart. And just stay deep. And, you know, very deep in your soul to the Lord when you're asking him, Grasana, please, I know you're here. Or, Grasana, I don't know who you are. Please, can you please help me? Is there some way? What can I do? But don't anyone stay any longer, not even the freer and freer people, because you want to open up to this, because it's the personal presence of the Lord. And if you really want to get freer and freer, you got to get connected to this, because that's the way to get freer and freer. What this mission is that an incarnation of God has come to help you to have rapid spiritual movement. And that would be love and ecstasy beyond your comprehension. So he's reaching down now and I'm speaking for him. And he's saying, let go, come on. He just wants you to be connected. You don't have to walk without him anymore. You can be fully with him. And talking to him and knowing him and being with him just as if he was a human right with you. And I'm not kidding you. So no longer is it going to be just some hidden thing about Grasana. This mission's going to open and people are going to come because it's going to be known what this mission is. Because this mission is what it is and it's sourced and the whole energy field of it is Grasana. And the energy field is like, it's open, but it's not ecstatic. And that's because the people are denying what is going on, so nobody is talking about it, and I haven't been talking about it as fully as is needed, so you haven't been fully guided to open up to His presence, His holy, holy, holy presence, our Lord, our Father. He's come and He's here. When you are in those transformational energy, when the energy's moving in you, you should love that energy and just be so grateful in tears that you are opening up even a little bit to that. But you have to personalize it. It's not just energy. Once your love to it opens up, then you can invite Grasana's presence. Please, Grasana. Or thank you, Grasana. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So everyone, just like pretend like the onion is all the way peeled off and you step out of it in order to begin this journey all together to the presence of Lord Grasana coming towards you and then beginning to like just take you over with everything that He is until you are just so connected to the Father. It just never will go away again. And the love that you feel is so great. You will go in and out of this, but once you really have it, you can't lose it anymore. And I cannot stand it anymore for you to go on without the full presence of the Lord and the ability to at any moment sit and just sit there, and He's just right there. So the way is Grasana. Grasana is the Lord, Almighty Father, that's come here, right now, right here. And here we are. We're His core. This whole mission is His core that are going to go out to the world and bring Him to the world. But first, He wants His core to have Him. So please, peel your onions off and decide that they're not even worth crying about. And just let them all go. There's nothing wrong with anybody. You've all worked on yourself so much. Just get all this stuff off. You've already decided you want God. Now let Grasana have you, so that you can have Him, so that you can get on with the most incredible thing that has ever hit this earth. This is very huge, so please invite your Lord, who is on the ground with the host. Invite the Lord, please take me over, please take me over. Because you want to be merged in that love and ecstasy that is pouring out from the heavenly host and from the Lord. That's why you're just like, you just start begging, please, please, please. You want to be just consumed by that. Because that is your home. And you start to just want to be there, be all the way there with Grasana, with the true selves, right now, while you're alive, and live that life of home in your human experience with other beings that you are one with the Father, and you get to live it out on the earth for however many years you have left. So I'm telling you, trust in the Almighty that He has sent you here. Trust in the Lord that it is the Lord, and that's why you're here. And open to the Lord in the way that He has come to take you. And when you hear me from your heart, and let yourself feel that feeling that you feel, because it is the feeling of the Lord. And when you look at me, let yourself feel the feeling that you feel when you look at me, because it is a feeling of feeling the presence of the Lord. And if you touch me, let yourself be touched by love from the presence of the Lord. Use me. Let me come close into your heart. Whatever, if you want to break free, does not matter. Just use anything about me that helps you, because it's all true. And you can just let this master and this spiritual being that is carrying that presence just come into your heart, and let the love of God and the presence and everything awaken in you through that love that comes out of me into you. It is not about worship. It is about exchange of love. So please, come now. Let him in. As you come closer and closer, deeper and deeper, to where you can feel the Lord in your heart. And I'm not just talking about a connection. I'm talking about the Lord in a way that you just want to fall on your knees and tears are flowing down your eyes. When you get in that state, then start to call on Gurasana, because that name matches that feeling. Call on Gurasana at that time, because you have to cry tears for God. Like a baby is crying for its mother. While feeling Him in your heart, you're also crying tears like a baby for its mother, to please, Lord, pick me up. I want to be in your arms, please. And that has to happen in your heart. So as you walk within and walk toward Gurasana, let your heart get closer and closer within until you have tears coming down your face. It is not a deep, deep crying, but there is just some kind of weeping. Father, please hold me. I cannot be alone anymore. Gurasana, take me home. Gurasana, please help me out of these illusions that bind me.